Hi, this is Derek Arden and welcome to the Negotiators Interview Show. Today I'm with Patricia Frick, all the way from San Francisco in America. Patricia's a friend of mine. I persuaded her, negotiated with her to come and speak as the keynote speaker at our mega conference for the Professional Speaking Association in the UK. She is one of the best mentors, coaches on speaking in the world. But today I want to ask Patricia about speaking at a smaller audience. When you're a business person and you've got to pitch to a client, because you will not get to the negotiation table unless you make a good presentation, a good pitch, and you sell the benefits, then you're at the negotiation table. Patricia, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. And can you tell me a little bit about what people should do who are a bit nervous, a bit worried about presenting? What would you tell them?
First principle is, outside the privacy of your own home, all speaking is public speaking. There is no such thing as private speaking. So we are all public speakers. And if you are one of those professionals who say, oh, I'm not a good speaker, I hate public speaking, stop telling yourself that, because you are programming what you don't want. First of all, you are an intelligent person. You would not be keeping a job and be as successful as you are if you weren't good. And how on earth would you expect to be a great negotiator or a great speaker if you don't learn? So you can tell yourself, I am a great public speaker in training. And that's it.
Like it.
First of all, you program that. Some of the principles, and I would say, most of the key principles on how you connect to an audience, whether your audience is one, three people in a boardroom, or you're on stage or delivering a seminar, the principle's the same. And one, the secret of delivering a powerful, persuasive presentation is, drum roll please, that your audience is interested in your subject. And you might be thinking, well, Patricia, how do I know they're interested in my subject? Because I'm talking about my company. I want their business. Well, yes, you are. However, what you have to do is speak as an audience advocate. You have to look at what you are saying from their point of view. In other words, most companies, if they have a conversation about their company, they and their offerings, they follow format. This is who we are. This is what we do. This is who we do it for. And we'd love to do business with you. Nobody cares. So one, you know, in this world of the internet and so easy to research, chances are if you even have an appointment, they know something about you. And as I say to my clients, if they're ready to have a demo or take whatever is the next logical step, does it matter if you haven't told them how long you've been in business? It doesn't matter. So what you might say is, Derek, the purpose of this meeting is to have me better understand specifically where your company is now and where do you want to go. And as our business is coaching or internet or whatever, is how you feel a company like mine might fit. Mm. So you, first of all, you're not talking about you. You're getting them to talk about, and this, you know this with negotiations, you teach it. The quality of the information you hear depends on the quality of your questions. So when people ask me, Patricia, how do you work with executives? Speech coaching. I'll say, well, let's step back for a moment. If we were locked in a room together, what presentation would we be working on? You see, I immediately put the focus on them. And one example going along that, I had a three-way call. I've spoken at a speech writing conference, head of communications interviewed me to introduce me to Brian, the executive who had a very important presentation to give. And John said, can you tell Brian how you work with executives? I totally ignored the question and said, congratulations, Brian. I know you turned around your last division. How did you do that? And he said it was a five-step process. And for 25 minutes, he told me about the five-step process and how it turned the division around. I said, that is amazing. I assume this is exactly what you're going to be saying in your presentation on Moscone Center.
Mm.
See, what I was doing, I was showing him how I conversationally pulled his content out of him and help him framework in a presentation. So you see, I believe for my type of work, I sell by doing. I don't sell by telling. But let's go, forget me. That's an example of how I do it. I focus on them. So now you're there, you're talking to the customer. So one, to make your subject about your offering and why they should do business with you. One, you ask them good questions. You put the focus on them. You're speaking as an audience advocate. And as you know, in negotiations, when you have them talking, you hear their key phrases. You hear what they say. And it gives you words to take back to them, to put in your proposal, to put in your conversation, to one, prove I'm listening, but prove I'm on the same wavelength.
And just to remind the people listening, you use the exact words, don't you, as the NLPers would say, or whatever it is, you play exactly back to them what they use. So you've got to really listen carefully.
Yeah, and you can take notes. I mean, if they think, oh, what I'm saying is so interesting, they're taking it down. They say, now, let me just get this right, Derek. You said what's important in the training you have is this, this, and this. Did I get that right?
You did. Patricia.
Or anything else? Now that this is, we've been talking about it for a few minutes, if the world were perfect, now maybe that's too over the top for British people, but if the world were perfect and time and money were not a consideration, what would you want to add to the list? Because we're probably going to have to compromise, but why don't we compromise from perfection rather than what you think your budget will get?
Mm. Excellent.
And so one, it's focus on them. Two, use you focus language. So it's not, I'm going to tell you, it's what you will learn. What the purpose of this meeting to help you, help me better understand what you are looking for. So, and I recommend all my clients come up with you focus phrases that they can use.
And you, when you say you focus phrases, this thing you talked to me about before, about the IU ratio.
Yes. And what I would recommend you might do, if you've got an important meeting, have a dry run with your own colleagues, which is another crazy part. I asked one of my clients, they were in a seminar, and when they asked for business, they told me it takes a year for us to have a 1-hour presentation. If the answer is yes, it's $20 million. A year preparation.
Wow.
I said, just as a matter of interest, how long do you rehearse before you give the presentation? And what I expected they would say, Derek, was, well, for a week beforehand, we go in the boardroom, and we go through our presentation and we bring different of our colleagues in to ask the toughest questions they can. And we video it and we watch it and we keep role playing. Because as you know, Patricia, it's worth $20 million. So it's worth it. That's what I expected them to say. What they actually said is, if we do a run through in the back of Jill's car before we walk in the meeting, we're lucky.
Gee, you can't make it up, can you? You
couldn't
make
that up. So just as we as professional speakers, if we would rehearse, well, you need to rehearse, because even Derek, at our biggest paydays for giving speeches, it's not $20 million, even counting the spin-off and the repeat engagements. Mm-hmm. But even if your product or service is only $50,000, isn't it worth some rehearsal? So it's one, you focused. And when you're there, rehearse. Another very important, and you focused language. Another important principle is use specific language. Specificity builds credibility. And the number one question I ask my clients when they're rehearsing is, if it weren't a thing, what would it be? Now, give me an example. See, thing is non-specific. One of my biggest projects is working with a cloud technology company. And one of the projects I'm working on now, coaching 120 engineers to be delivering more than 60 breakout sessions. And there's you two or three in this. And we do the recording in Zoom. We do the coaching. And one brilliant engineer said, there are two things that people love about blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, if it weren't a thing, what would it be? There are two innovative upgrades. And I said, there are plenty of people in the world. What people love your innovative upgrades? He said, there are two innovative upgrades that systems engineers love. Now, can you understand the power of specific language? You have to make your words sound valuable. Another reason to record what you're saying, how many I-focused the sentences do you have that you could change it around? That even if you say I, it's not the beginning of every sentence. And then also, where is your non-specific language? Because at least in business with Silicon Valley and these cloud technology companies speaking at user conferences, they are international even when they're in America. In other words, if nobody comes from another country, you look around the audience and English is the second or third language for many of the people in the audience. If you don't use specific language, you are not fully understood, especially if people who speak good business English, but you still have to have a certain amount of interpretation. If you speak Hindi, even though your English is perfect, and you use a perfect example. I was just talking to a client before this interview. She said, we have a boatload of customers to talk to in Las Vegas. I said, well, we have to speak visually. Well, I can see a boat, but I said, Michelle, am I seeing a dinghy or am I seeing a cruise liner? And she said, well, I said, how many's a boat line? She said, a dozen to two dozen. I guess it's a dinghy. You understand, a boatload is not specific. It's better to say, we have a minimum of a dozen customers to talk to, and if we're lucky, two dozen. Now I can see it, I can understand. If you say, I got a bunch of leads. How many is a bunch of leads? How can the sales manager follow up? I got a ton of ideas. No, you didn't. You had probably 18 pages of notes. Using specific language. So you focused, ask good questions and listen, talk about them more than you, and use specific language. These are some of the ways, whether your audience is 1, 5, 15, 50, or 500, you will have more impact. And key idea in any professional role, if you sound the same as everybody else, you have no advantage. So therefore, don't thank people for their time. Everyone does that. Thank them for the opportunity to discuss if our option is what you're looking for.
Well, we're nearly out of time. And I was just thinking, when you came over to the UK,
yes,
you picked everybody up that used the word stuff.
Yes.
And I tried to get it out of my language. It seems to be around. And that's what you meant by specificity. I can't see it. I can't even say it.
Specificity. Because stuff is debris and rubbish. And it does not belong in business communication unless you happen to be, what is it you do for your turkey at Christmas or in America, Thanksgiving?
The one thing we've got in common is, well, we've got lots of things in common. One thing particularly is the small things that make a massive difference, and dressing for success is just one of those. And we both agree, don't we, that it's those small minor things, matching the client, matching their expectations, which are really important. Patricia, that's been a fascinating interview. It's been really interesting, and lots of things, and I'm not going to use the word things, lots and lots of material.
How about a handful of specific ideas?
A handful of key specific ideas that people can take away, that listen to this, put into practice, and close more sales. Patricia Fripp, thank you so much for joining the Negotiators interview series, and I look forward to seeing you again as soon as you're over in the UK. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.